Innovation Anthology celebrates discovery and the inventive spirit. With today's update, here's Cheryl Croucher, Canada's voice of innovation.
On March 20th, 1992, oil scientist Peter Sherrington was out in the field when he looked up and caught sight of a golden eagle. By the end of the day, he'd counted over 100. 17 years later, Peter Sherrington now spends over 200 days a year near Kananaskis observing thousands of golden eagles and other birds of prey. They're on migrations between the southern United States and Canada's Arctic. Peter's dedication was recently recognized by the Emerald Foundation for Environmental Excellence.
The first three springs that we were out, we were counting 42 to 4300 golden eagles. And ever since that time, the numbers have been decreasing quite significantly. We've been building mathematical models to try and explain this, and it looks as if the problem is with winter mortality. So we are actually losing over half of the young birds, that's birds between about 1 and 5 years old, and as many as 65% of the juvenile birds. And it's been 6 years now since we have counted a spring count of over 3,000.
According to Peter Sherrington and his colleagues at the Rocky Mountain Eagle Research Foundation, urban sprawl and drought in the American Southwest play a major role in the golden eagle's decline. For Innovation Anthology, I'm Cheryl Croucher.